It's one halakha from the Gemara Pesachim, Daf Bet. Today's Gemara discussed the law of travelers. That travelers should always try to travel by day and enter their destination by day as well. Different explanations why. One explanation is in order that they be able to see the road, so they don't get lost, they don't fall into any ditches or any roadblocks. That she explains, you're concerned if you travel by night, there might be robbers and thieves, or different types of wild animals that you might be exposed to. Tosfot learns it's an issue of the mazikim, that the spiritual demons that are out at night might affect the person. Question is, does this halakha apply today? So the Sha'arim HaMitzuyanim halakha brings down that since today we do have lights, even at night, so therefore that would really alleviate a lot of the concerns. And therefore really, a mitzvah traveling at night, of course one should be a little extra careful, but especially if he's going to a destination that he's not familiar with, but since we have street lights and road lights and traffic lights, etc., so it becomes a little more tolerable to travel and leave in the evening. However, the Kaf HaHayim in Siman Kuf Yod does bring down from this Gemara that is there a preferable day that a person should make his travel arrangements on? So since the Gemara says Le'olam Yitze Yikanes Adam V'Yitze Adam B'Chitov, the Gemara says that Kitov is referred to the light. That's the way the Torah refers to light. And we know that on Tuesday, the Torah uses the word Kitov twice. It's the only day of the creation that the word God says it was Kitov, it was good, it says it twice. So that would be, let's say, the most proper or lucky, if we use the word lucky, day to travel during the week. That does not mean that it is forbidden to travel on any other day of the week. Chas v'shalom, a person could travel every day except Shabbat and holidays, of course. But if there's a day that a person could establish his traveling plans, Tuesday would be the day. It would be brought down that Monday would be the least opportune day to travel, since it does not say the word Kitov on that day. But again, this is not talking about Isur or Heter, nor are we talking about Chas v'shalom, bad or good things. Everything is good, as long as a person makes the proper tefillot before he travels. The Kaf HaHayim does bring down that before a person travels, it's proper for him to give tzedakah. Furthermore, he says, some have the custom, before they leave, they say the pasuk, Bet Yaakov lechu venelecha be'or Adonai, ki chol la'amim yelechu ish b'shem Elohav, ve'anachnu b'shem Adonai Eloheinu, le'olam ba'ed. Furthermore, it's proper to take some tzedakah with you and make a neder before you leave, and say, when I get to my destination, I'm going to give this money to tzedakah, lezecher atzadik rabbi Meir balanes. And that will also give a person success on the road. Last but not least, it is brought down in the halakha that from Sefer Hasidim, he writes that lo yimshach adam min ala biyom shedato lelech laderech. A person should not shine his shoes on the day that he sets out to travel. We don't know a reason for this, but the Biyuda Hasid brings it down. It's the irony of it. When you go to the airport, that's usually the only time you shine your shoes. But really, Rabbi Yehuda Hasid says on the day that you go out to travel, you shouldn't say. Why? We don't know the reasons of Rabbi Yehuda Hasid. And I'm not saying necessarily that we accepted all the traditions of Rabbi Yehuda Hasid and the Sifra Hasidim, but the Kaf HaHayim does bring it down. So again, Mihiyot Tov, a person could shine his shoes the day before, wait till he gets to the hotel and use the service, so then already he's better off.